We begin the current daven set this time stuff. Chesh to begin the Amen Aleph. Begin the Tosfos Master. Begin the words of the Gemara. And when Isa Dursh Hashemai Mishtachan Alav Kenocheshes. If you see a generation that the heaven is Mishtachan on it like copper, Melahir Geshem Alav Vechulu from heaven rain come down, etc. Which Mikan from here that the Gemara uses the terminology Mishtachan regarding when the heavens hold back the rain from coming. Chichar Ben Tam. Ben Tam proves. Why, when it's talking about the things that you cannot do hatman with them on Shabbos, which are problematic for insulating, my time, why doesn't it mention also rocks as one of those things? Which is returning the mishtach. What does that mean to say? Because it's makalkalim hamaychal shabegdeir. It ruins the food that's in the pot. Ubalaz or mashir, which means destructive. And v'had d'arma this that it says that it's mishtachi likadeir to the pot. Lav davka likadeir doesn't really mean the pot itself. Elamachos shabegdeir means the food that's in the pot. Because d'achan amikam we find certainly in the Gemara Shabbos Yerutches Mabez haikidra chaisa. This raw meat shari is permitted to be put in. We don't have a problem about that it's shami yichata b'gacholim right before Shabbos. So you see, even though you use the terminology of kidra, the pot, it means the food that's in the pot. But one thing is that we see that by the rocks it's going to ruin the from the heat of this coming out from the rocks, it's going to ruin the food that's in the pot. And be'em lefarsh kapesh Rashi. Don't explain like Rashi b'esh hasam that he explains what's mishtachi. It's mishab makdeir means literally brings the pot. Then Cain, if that's the case, then my kamahacha. What are we saying? What does that mean? Shashmai mishtachin that the heavens are breaking. What does that mean? Elavad mishtachim return lam. Rather, what it means is mal and chaluda. Rather, makes it like rusty. Like something that hasn't been used in a long time and it's rusty, ubalaz, rolier. So to the heavens, they look like rusty because it hasn't been used in a long time and it hasn't rained. The next test mat to begin with Zigmar, the Eloichish, but also be Yodai. And the successful make his diet becomes arrogant. Maybe Avil Oilam suddenly brings anger to the world, like it says in the Pasuk, Yagal Abaday, Begoymer, which comes to explain what do you see from the Pasuk in this concept, Kalema. If he says on his friend Shal Yodi Barg Sham that because of him the rain came, who magis item becomes arrogant. So the pasuk says Makna af oila kolaima, who kaina af, he acquires af. So what's the word va'oila kolaima? Im oila, if he goes up, meaning should make his daitla becomes arrogant, like this elevated feeling. Who makna ha af? That's the person that acquires the anger for the world. The next test math, the beginning words, the Gemara, b'chudu ubar, with the weasel and the pit, ka, if you believe in them and it works, kach b'akodesh b'ruch, lach, kama b'kama, so to an Hashem, all the more so, for sure, if someone trusts in Hashem, how it's going to follow through. Pirish, maimin b'chudu ubar, what does it mean in the weasel and the pit? It means that if he trusts in the weasel and the pit, what does this refer to? So it's a maestro, it's such a story. Benara Achas was a young girl, his roots, leil chabezabi, she wanted to go to her father's house. V'yibar b'derech v'naflein, there was a pit on the road, and she fell into it. There was a young man who came along and he said to her, "Imani alecha tinasili, if I take you out of the pit, will you marry me?" Amalehen, she said, "Yes." Vinishbu Minayan, and they swore amongst themselves, "Shuhula yisi ishacher, he's not going to marry another woman. Vihiloi tinasili ishacher, she's not going to get married to another man." Bama, they said, "Me made Minayan, who's going to testify between us that we made such a pact?" Now, there was a weasel that was walking in front of the pit. Bama, they said, "Elushnayim, these two, the bor, b'chulda, the pit, and the weasel, you ate Minayan, should be the witnesses between us." And they went on their own separate ways. But he, Amd Bishwasa, she maintained her oath, and she stayed single. He got married to another woman, and he had a son. A weasel came, bit this child, and the child died. He had a second son. He fell into a pit, and he died. So Amalei Ishta, his current wife, said to him, "What's this story that's going on with us? It's not like a normal thing that regular people have." Niska Hashvu, he remembered the oath he made to the first girl, Vasibal Ishta Kalamasa, and he said to his wife the whole story. Amalei, she said to him, "Imkin, that's the case, Chazur Kechana, go back and marry her." Because of the get, he wrote a get to his first wife, Bahalach Manasa, absolutely went to marry that virgin. Fahindami, that's what they say, Hamayim Bar Bukhulda, that he trusted in the pit and the weasel, Shemidu Edusim, that they maintained their testimony, which they actually followed through and fulfilled that destiny, not just testifying, but actually made sure that this should happen, that this man should marry this woman, all the more so. Halachas kama v'kama in HaKadosh Baruch Hu.